What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 216 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. What I wanted to talk about today was something, the concept that goes by several different names, has been talked about by people over thousands of years. Andy Frisella, the MFCEO project, calls it test days. Marcus Aurelius refers to this in some of his writings. What Andy means by test days is that there are going to be days when things just don't go as planned. In fact, there's going to be a lot of days where things don't go as planned. So whether that is your workout journey or a life journey in general, you know, on paper, we get that 8 hours of sleep, we get that good dinner the night before, we get that good breakfast, we get hydrated, we get to the gym early, we warm up, we foam roll, we stretch, we hit all of our weights, we feel great, no aches, no pains, no emotional stress, no family drama, no work drama. We go home, we shower, we get to work on time, we have all our perfectly appointed meals packed and ready to go, everything tastes great, and this cycle repeats itself for days and days and days. We get the results we want, we live happily ever after. As you're listening to this, you could probably tell how absurd that sounds, right? Because that's not how it works. That might be 1 out of 10, right? But on the other 9, you're going to get an interrupted night's sleep because you have stuff on your mind about work, so you're up 3 times throughout the night, so you wake up and you're exhausted, still have to go to the gym. You are headed to the gym and you realize you have to stop and get gas. So you get gas and now you are 10 minutes behind schedule and you don't have time for your foam rolling. You leave work, you leave the gym, you get to work, you realize that you don't like the meals that you brought. You forgot to bring your meals. You have an emergency meeting and you miss, you know, your lunch and you're starving. I mean, all this shit happens, right? So we have a couple ways to approach this. The unsuccessful, or as Andy will call them, the losers, will let this throw them completely off course. They will potentially give up for the day, for the week, forever. They'll throw their hands up and just be frustrated with the fact that the universe is getting in the way of their accomplishments in every aspect. The successful will view this as a test day. They will say, this is a day to see what I'm made of. This is actually reality. So let's adapt and adjust and figure this shit out. This is a common strategy in the military, right? Where they come up with a plan A to execute on a certain target, but they anticipate the fact that things might not go as planned. So if this happens, we do this. If this happens, we do this. They prepare for contingencies because they've been doing this long enough to know that plan A will not always go as plan A. And if you're not prepared for what to do as a contingency, you will be fucked. Marcus Aurelius refers to this, and I can't quote him exactly unless it's sitting in front of me, but he basically refers to the laws of nature are pretty random, and he questions why we would have expectations that things will always go well. So, for example, if you look at Mother Nature, you know, there should not be an expectation that every day is going to be sunny out and 75 degrees. It's going to rain, it's going to snow, it's going to hail, it's going to be hurricanes. This is nature. And this is not to be upset by, this is not to be shocked by, this is not to be personally offended by or take it as a sign from the universe or God that this isn't meant to be. This is just how it works. My old business partner, you guys have been listening for a while, I've heard this story probably several times. I was a couple months into my first kind of role as running a business, and to me it felt like everything was going wrong because things weren't perfect. I had a couple clients that were unhappy with their service. I had things that went wrong in supplies for the equipment, so the water delivery was late, or I had a coach who wasn't on time or wasn't doing a great job that I had to sit down and talk to several times. The marketing wasn't working as we expected, so I had to adjust that and change it and spend more money than I thought. So I, you know, met with my mentor and I said, man, I feel like I'm just fucking this thing up, man. Everything's wrong. He said, well, tell me what's up. And I told him. And he said, so what's wrong? And I said, well, I just told you like 6 things that went wrong this week. And he's like, that's totally normal, dude. That's just doing business. Like nothing that you just told me is alarming or wrong. That is just part of doing business. Not everything's going to go perfect. In fact, if you have a week or even a day where you don't have any of those challenges, consider that really lucky and really fortunate and appreciate that, because that's abnormal. The other stuff is normal, right? So I think this is a very important concept because if we expect all, let's go with Andy's hard days, if we expect all easy days, we will be sorely discouraged and disappointed when we have the hard days. But if we expect the hard days, flip that. Say I'm expecting something to kind of throw me off track most days, but occasionally things will go perfectly, and then I'm really going to savor and enjoy those perfect days, and the hard days won't throw me off. And in fact, not even to be thrown off by the hard days, but switch the mindset into saying, this is the challenge. This is the test. If you want to credit the universe for something, say the universe is testing you to see how bad you want it, to see if you can get through this. Because let's be honest, success in anything is not easy. That's why it is not common. Most people, average people, will turn back at all these signs of things going wrong. The winners, the successful, will continue to go on, look for alternative methods and ways to operate, ways to achieve the target. And also embrace the fact that, all right, this is a test day. I got this. Fuck you. Come on, bring it. And that's the mindset, because you have to anticipate and almost enjoy the challenges, right? So he talks about, there's a couple guys who are popular in the social media space right now who talk about just purposely putting themselves into positions of challenge every day. So, for example, if they're supposed to go running and it's raining and snowing out, they're not gonna cancel the run. They're gonna add an extra 2 miles because they wanna. The whole point of the run for these people is to challenge themselves. So the snow, the ice, the rain makes it even harder, right? So they're trying to push themselves so that by comparison, other things become easy. So I'm not suggesting that everybody go out and try to make things harder. But what I'm suggesting is when things do become harder for circumstances that will often be out of your control, deal with them and take it as a challenge and embrace it and have the attitude of, you know, bring it on. I can't remember the author's name, but a book that got me through a lot of shit was somebody that basically her whole book is based on the fact that stress is arguing with what is. Let me say that again. Stress is arguing with what is. So, circumstances change. You find out that there's layoffs at your job, and in 2 months you have to find a new job. You can spend 2 months being pissed off because you put in 15 years and you gave up all the other things for this company and blah, blah, blah. None of that's going to help anything. The winner, the loser, will sit around and dwell on that for 2 months and then end up unemployed. And then have a hard time getting a job because he or she is still bitter about getting, in quotes, fucked over by this company, the universe, the economy, whatever. The winner will say, all right, this sucks, but first of all, I'm going to start actively finding something else right now. And in fact, here's a couple things I didn't like about that job, and I'm going to improve on those. I'm going to find a job that suits me, that's better suited to my schedule, that pays me better, that does something I actually love, whatever, right? That person will proactively, really quickly move on, right? There's going to be a little period of acceptance. We all have that. But you move on, right? So you wake up, you have a flat tire. You can stomp your feet and cry and, you know, skip everything that day and lay on the couch and be upset. Or you can say, all right, fuck it. How do I do this? Change the tire. Call AAA. Get a fucking ride. Like, make it happen. And don't even blink. I still remember a client texting me one time early on into our training relationship. She said, hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late. I just got in a car accident, right? Obviously, it wasn't anything major, but somebody rear-ended her at a light or something like that, and she had to wait for the police, but she wasn't canceling. She was just telling me she's going to be late because she was like, I got somewhere to go. I got goals to achieve. I got things to do. This fucking guy ran into me at a red light, and I'm going to take care of it, and I'll be there in 15 minutes. That's the attitude. So anticipate challenges and issues, and also make plans assuming those will happen, so that you're even better prepared for when they happen. So for example, when people are going hiking, camping, whatever, they plan to get stuck and have something to help them get rescued, hopefully. They plan to have more food in case they are lost for a day or two. Do you ever know people that are late to everything? Well, in my experience, those people are late to everything because they think everything is going to go perfectly according to plan in terms of getting to their destination. So if they're driving somewhere that on a perfect day with no traffic, all green lights, takes them 20 minutes and they have to be there at 8, they will leave at 7:40 because they'll say it takes 20 minutes. I personally would leave at 7:20 because I'm thinking, yeah, it takes 20 minutes unless I hit the lights, unless I get behind a school bus, unless all these things might happen, unless I get halfway there and realize I need to get gas. And I want to be 10 minutes early anyway. So plan for that. Do not assume that things are going to go perfectly. This goes such a long way in enjoying the ride, because you don't take everything that goes wrong personally. Again, it's not an insult from the universe. It's not God's way of telling you that this is not for you. This is just nature. We should have no reason to expect everything to go according to plan and to go smoothly. We have to develop the fortitude, mental strength, and capacity to say, I'm getting to that goal one way or another. And whatever comes up, I'm going to deal with it. Another favorite book, please get this book on audio, Audible, and listen to it if you do nothing else. It's The Obstacle is the Way. The Obstacle is the Way. This, again, helped me a lot when we were starting the Iron Legion, which at the time was started as Iron Will Strength Studio, actually, because it was small. I had plans to buy an existing gym. That's what got this whole thing started. So I had the, man, I had a name picked out. I had the layout picked out. I had everything planned that I was going to do with it. I had attorneys working on the sale. I was already spending money, and the deal fell through. So, of course, I spent a day or two being upset, being pissed at everybody and everything involved, the universe included, because I felt like, man, this is my opportunity. I was so excited for this, and it just fell through. Well, I seem to have a knack for uncovering these books at just the right time. So I started listening to that book. And basically what he said is, listen, when the obstacle drops in your way, that is not a sign to quit. That is a sign to find an alternative path, right? So if I'm heading to a destination and I'm on a perfectly clear path and there's a gigantic ditch in the way and I can't get across it, I'm not supposed to say, all right, fuck it, I'm not going. I'm supposed to say, all right, clearly I'm not supposed to go this way. Let me try another way. And what I think you will often find, what I have found, is when I take that other way and I finally get there, now I might have to make two or three more adjustments along the way. Keep that in mind. Once I get there, I'll look back and I'll go, holy shit, thank God that ditch was there. Because if that ditch wasn't there, I would have continued on that path. And you know what was beyond the ditch? A grizzly bear den, right? Something even worse. So if we want to think that the universe is involved, well, then the universe dropped that ditch in the way to prevent me from running into the bear, right? So a lot of times when we're stomping our feet and arguing about the situation that didn't work, again, the winner will find an alternative plan and then recognize, whoa, the alternative plan was so much better. I mean, let's look at this one situation. If that deal didn't go through, I would have purchased this gym. This gym, to this day, is still not very successful. There's a lot of things about it that are not good, and I would have inherited all of these challenges and never would have been able to create what we've created today. We would have created something, and we would have figured out a way to make it work, but what we have right now is like exactly what I would always want to have had, and that literally never would have happened because my vision for the other place was different. This vision only came about because of the circumstances. We had a different name because the name I had in mind for the other place didn't suit this particular setup. We would have had more of a kind of a membership gym at the other place because that's what it was to begin with. Well, I don't think those gyms are particularly successful in terms of getting results for clients. So our gym is not a membership gym. Our gym is a coaching gym. That was not the original plan. That became the plan because it was a smaller footprint. It was a different setup. So all of these things, I'm so thankful that I had to go with the plan B. But I never would have known that if I just spent all my time being pissed off at the universe about plan A. So keep it in mind, guys. Stress is arguing what it is. Expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Have a good day.